T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
If you missed anything on the JJ and Joanne Show, catch up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at 1043WOMC or WOMC.com.
I think you can file this under the category of you drive me crazy.
I like that. Very true. All right. You got to see, guys, do you agree with these? You want to hear the top five things about your spouse's or partner's driving that leads to the most fights. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number six. No, well, I'm sorry. I said top five, but number six is speeding. And that's a big thing with me and Eric, so I had to
include
number six.
That's only six? That should be
number six is speeding.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Interesting.
Okay, number five, braking too hard for no reason.
Oh, my God.
That just drives me crazy, because if I'm looking down at my phone as the passenger and he brakes, and I'm like, I'm going to throw up. Quit it.
Yeah.
Like, why are you braking so hard? I'm getting car sick. Okay, braking at the last minute. We call those late breakers. Anyone have,
Guilty.
I'm guilty of all of these things so far.
What is with you men? I think it's a man thing. I really do. I like the late braking. I don't, and you know why I don't like late breakers and why I don't brake late? Because I don't trust the car behind me. Because if I brake late, then I'm convinced the car behind me on their
Here's
phone.
Here's how I look at it.
But it's
I have full coverage. So if anything happens, I'll just they'll total my car out and I'll get a new one.
Yeah.
You don't want that to happen, though. I mean, the second someone breaks in front of me, I look in my rearview mirror like, please, 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 no, 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 no. So I break early. So that probably drives Eric crazy, because I'm the opposite. I break early. Okay, number three, passing someone in a dangerous way. Yeah. Yeah, Eric.
You're too close.
That too.
You're too close.
Yes. Or he'll
You're
get mad because they're
You're
going.
You're not
going
to make it.
Yep.
There's oncoming traffic.
Eric's like, I've been driving for 30 years.
Yeah. No, but I don't mean passing. Jim, I don't mean like actually like on a two-lane road passing someone that way. I mean like if we're on the highway and someone's going slow in the left lane. So then he gets in the middle lane to pass, but then he's annoyed that they've gone so slow. So then he kind of goes back in the left lane. But if you ask me, he's too close to the person. I don't want to say he's cutting him off. He's not cutting him off.
I tailgate him in the left lane until they get over. I flash my lights. I honk my horn.
Lights. Okay.
Get your ass off the left lane.
Here's what I do. If I'm in the left lane, I don't flash my light. But what I'll do, I'll move over far in the left lane so my headlight hits their side view mirror and then
side
I get
view
back
mirror,
over.
Exactly.
And then I do
the
it again. And then eventually they get the hint and their blinker goes on and they get out of my way.
Yes, exactly.
You guys,
sometimes
it
works, sometimes it doesn't.
I think women
it's called being
just
from
tend
Detroit.
To-
We're aggressive drivers here in Detroit.
We are. But I do think that there's a difference between men and women. I mean, I'll do it. I kind of will, I mean, tailgate a little or get close. But if they're not moving, I'm not going to let it, like, drive me crazy. I'm just going to get to the middle lane. I'm going to pass them somehow. You guys are just like, damn it. I'm not letting them, you know, I'm going to sit there and bug them until they move.
I've often thought of forming my own driving school. Honestly, God, to teach people the correct way to drive. 100%. And by the way,
what?
I've never had any pushback from any of my partners that I have been in the car with, because I'm always the one driving 100% of the time.
And why is that, JJ?
Just seems like the right thing to do.
Because you're sexist and you think that the man needs to be the one driving. That's why.
It's called toxic masculinity, Joanne. Okay.
You just haven't been dating her.
You get it
now? You haven't been dating her long enough for her to get mad at you yet. The time will come. Trust me. She's seething inside watching your driving habits, JJ.
JJ and Joanne, 104.3 WOMC.
Matter of fact, Joanne, I like to give the gentleman the benefit of the doubt when I see a man riding in the front seat passenger side and a woman is driving the car. I just go ahead and assume, giving him the benefit of the doubt, that he's had so many DUIs or traffic violations that he no longer has a license, so he's ineligible to drive.
JJ!
That's insane, dude.
I'm giving him, I'm being a nice guy, giving him the benefit of the doubt.
He's so beat, man. That's insane. JJ, that is just...
JJ, how old are you?
Lunacy.
I mean, I will say that Eric usually drives. He likes to drive better than I do, and he also goes faster than I do. So I think he's like, yeah, no, I'd like to drive. Shocking, right? But I'll drive if he needs to text or email or, you know what I mean? Whatever. So I'll be like, no, I'll drive. So, but he probably drives 75% of the time. Hey, all that conversation, I forgot to mention the number one reason that people get into the most fights. It's not the tailgating, passing someone dangerous, speeding, braking at the last minute. It's using your phone while driving. Mm-hmm. Face it, you're in the passenger seat, your partner pulls out their phone driving. You're like, no, don't do that. Yeah, I've been there.
I go the other way. It's the number one thing that aggravates me about the passenger in the car being on the phone.
What about like if they're just looking
That. I don't want to listen to a phone conversation, a one-way phone conversation. It's irritating.
What if they're texting?
You got a lot of rules, dude.
What if they're texting with somebody or they're polite. Playing a game?
Playing a game's fine. Okay. That's not what I'm talking about.
Playing a game. And texting is probably fine, which, by the way, if you recall, when you and I had lunch in Florida with you and your significant other, and Eric, I actually got your significant other's phone number for the first time, which you have been so fearful of. I'm about to send her a text right now. Ask her if she's aware of your driving rules.
Yes, by the way, you'll notice when you send text to that number, you'll come up blocked. I got a hold of her phone over the weekend.
Let's see.
Yeah, you've been canceled from that phone, by the way.
Well, you've been canceled by a lot of people based on your comments the last 15 minutes. So there.
JJ and Joanne, 104.3 WOMC.
I actually give my fellow drivers grades as I'm driving.
Do you really?
Whether I have passengers or not. Yes, I do.
Do you understand that you're driving and you got like other things to do than worry about other drivers, like grading them, like making sure that
What do I got to do? What have I got to do?
Drive, man. Be safe.
That's easy. That's second nature. No problem.
A through E is how you grade them? Typical grading scale? Do you grade on the curve?
Pretty much. I give them percentages mostly, Joanne. Honestly, I do. Yeah, I do. And like I'll be nice to people who drive well. I'll say, that was performed very nicely, young man. Good job. As I'm driving by, he can't hear me. Of course, I'm just talking to myself about him.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's what I do. And many times, if I'm behind somebody whose driving is not up to my standards, I'll pull alongside of them later and look over to see if they're as big a moron as they drive like.
until they look at you, right? You just stare at them.
No. They look back at me. I'm like...
Dude. Hands go up like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah. Here's what I decided, though. This is kind of a universal thing, I think, between men and women. Because, Jason, you said that one trip you took with your friends and your partners, spouses, girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever. You men drove.
We drove.
And the women flew?
To Myrtle Beach, and the women flew because we couldn't do it.
Couldn't be in the same car together.
That is too much. Well, my ex, she got sick a lot when she was driving, like car sick. That's why I would drive, but she had to be on her phone and keep her head down because if she looked up and saw anything I was doing, it was immediately, why are you doing it this way? And I was the same way with her, right? I would just rather drive separate, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But there's some great comments on our Facebook page. Ann Fisher says, my ex as the passenger, I always had my foot on the imaginary brake.
I was going to bring the imaginary brake up because we've all been there. And that was the biggest thing. With my mom and dad, she would be on that brake. And even with me, after my dad passed and I was driving her around down in Florida, her foot, she could almost make a dent in the sheet metal underneath the carpeting. She'd be pressing that imaginary brake so hard.
Barb says, when I'm about to make a wrong turn and he says, where are you going?
Yeah, that's for sure. My favorite, Eric, I drive Eric crazy because I mentioned he was a late breaker. If he's going to brake late, or I feel like he's breaking late or not paying attention, I go, careful.
Oh, gosh.
And then he'll like slam it. And then he looks up and he's... I do it. And he looks at me, he's like, stop it.
The rest of the way. You'll be walking the rest of the way, Joanne. Get out.
Yeah.
Get out. Here's $5 for an Uber. Get out.
How about you take the Uber home? You're the one who's driving unsafe.
You're because I'm doing fine. You're the one that's... And there's nothing creepy because it sends a shiver up your spine. You think you're about to die when you're not.
Stay connected 24/7 with JJ and Joanne on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. 104.3 WOMC.